Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less
and do more.
Today's episode is part two of networking for new college grads. In part one, we learned about why networking is super important. We covered where to meet people with similar interests and how to start building a connection once you've met. Today, we're all about building an even stronger foundation. When you attend a conference or a presentation where you meet a lot of new people, you need to keep them sorted out in your brain. Collecting their business cards and writing what's memorable on the back won't always quite do it. If you're going to make a new friend, take pictures together, because it's always a fine idea to remember what they look like, and your smartphone can help. If you're at a conference that has name tags, take a selfie together with your new friend with your name tags visible, and voila, you have an instant reminder. If there aren't name tags, take a selfie holding up your business cards so that the business cards are in plain view, and now you have picture and contact information in one simple image. And even though you're using technology, the dynamic between you and the other person is, we're in this picture that is, together. Not many people do this yet. And when I've asked people to take the selfie, they have always liked the idea and they just go for it immediately. If you've had good rapport, ask for the selfie. Send them a copy if they want one. You'll remember each other better and you'll even have a picture that you can paste into your respective address book entries so you can remember what you each look like when you call each other. Have a place to keep the business cards when you receive them. Decide where you're going to put the business cards you receive and always put them there. Maybe it's your right-hand jacket pocket. Maybe it's your wallet. Or maybe it's in the little pocket at the back of your Moleskine notebook. Just make sure they're in one place so that you can review them later and put them together when you do your follow-up. At the sustainability summit that I attended last week, I met a college senior who gave me his card. I was so impressed with his networking savvy that I put his card right in my jacket pocket. Or maybe it was in my program. Or maybe in my Moleskine. Not having chosen a place to store business cards, the card was gone when I got home, undoubtedly stolen by aliens. So, if you're listening, person who I met at the Sustainability Mobility Summit, please send me your contact information. Then, add the cards to your address book as soon as you can. At the end of the day, review all of those cards that you've collected, and then ruthlessly decide who you want to stay in touch with and enter them into your address book. Not your Facebook or your Insta or any cloud service. Put them in your own address book, so if those services were to go away tomorrow, you would still have their information. Then add a tag, as described in episode 406, How to Organize Contacts for Maximum Productivity. In the notes field of their address book, just add the tag tentative, since you just met them. Also, enter the notes about where you met and what you talked about. And connect via LinkedIn. Although physical cards are good for memory, connecting online can make referrals easier. You can learn more about someone from their online presence, and it's a good place to store your contacts over time. Once you've entered them into your personal address book, send them a LinkedIn contact request. You may never use the online connection, but it costs nothing to create, and it just might turn out to be useful someday. Reach out to follow up. Remember, you're going to be proactive about this. Now's the time. It's easy and tempting just to sit back and wait for them to contact you. They never will. But they might, you cry. No, they never will, because they're too busy dealing with their own work, their life, and their Twitter feed. Also, they lost all of their business cards because they didn't have a single place to put them. So it's up to you to reach out to them. No one's going to do it for you. Once you've made your initial contact, immediately schedule a follow-up call or an in-person meeting. A one-time contact is forgettable, but investing the time and effort to connect one-on-one makes you much more memorable. That's how you start building a real friendship that will become part of your enduring network. And say thank you. If someone you meet does you a favor, make sure to drop them a thank you note. You can send it by email, but if you have their physical address, send an actual card. Yes, you'll have to do all that work of getting a card, writing words on it, and then putting it in one of those envelope thingies. Then you'll have to search for instructions on how to write an address, and then you'll actually have to move your fingers to write the address, and then you need to put a stamp on it, which may involve licking in a safe-for-work kind of way, and put it in the mailbox. Learning to build and maintain relationships is the number one survival skill for a social animal. Relationships are built in person and in the physical world. You are a social animal. Therefore, you must learn the relatively few in-person skills that are needed to build a relationship. Remember people by taking pictures together. Establish a place to keep your cards so that you remember them long enough to add them to your address book at the end of the day. Add them and add a tag to let you know that they are tentative and where you met and what you talked about. And then connect via LinkedIn so that your friends offline and online. And also LinkedIn needs to profile you and every friend connection that you have helps. Reach out to follow up and remember to send thank you cards when people do you a favor. I can't guarantee that these will lead to making a new BFF, but they'll help establish a strong foundation for a business relationship going forward. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If your job involves sales and you really want a focused time of prospecting and following up, consider joining a Get It Done group. They help you start finishing what's important. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.